The fate of a controversial proposal to ban landlords in Baltimore County from rejecting someone because they're using a housing voucher, commonly called Section 8, rests with two members of the Baltimore County Council. WYPR's John Lee is here in studio to talk about the two council members whose votes are in play and the political tug of war over this legislation. And John, start off with reminding us what this is all about.
Well, sure. Well, Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski introduced the legislation, and he's required to do that. It's part of a settlement the county reached in 2016 with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development over a discrimination complaint. Now, Olszewski fully supports it and says continuing to allow landlords to reject tenants because they use housing vouchers is simply discriminatory. Opponents counter this is a private property issue and that landlords should be able to decide for themselves whether they want to accept housing vouchers. To pick up on some of the sentiment over this legislation, you just need to wade into social media. There is fear that this legislation will lead to more renters who will in turn trash neighborhoods. On the other hand, there are those who see it helping seniors, veterans, and disabled people who need help finding an affordable place to live.
That's the sentiment on social media. What sort of sentiments are we seeing in the county council?
Well, it's pretty interesting. Olszewski needs four votes on the seven-member council for it to pass. He has two so far, both fellow Democrats. The three Republicans on the council are no votes, so it will come down to the other two Democrats, Council Chairman Tom Quirk and Councilwoman Kathy Bevins. Now, the last time this legislation came up, 3 years ago, it was defeated 6-1, and both Quirk and Bevins voted against it. John Deedy, a political science professor at the Community College of Baltimore County, says this is an especially tough vote for Bevins. On one hand, Olszewski, a fellow Democrat, really wants this legislation. On the other hand, Bevins' district includes some pretty conservative parts of eastern Baltimore County, like the Middle River area.
You're always thinking about how will this vote impact my next election? How will this impact me down the road? Because we've seen where Democrats on the east side of the county are starting to become dinosaurs.
Bevins had the closest race in last year's council elections.
So have Bevins and Quirk had anything to say this time around about the legislation?
Well, both gave me non-committal statements. Bevins says she's listening to all sides. Quirk says the legislation is under review and consideration.
So outline what's going to happen now.
Okay, there is a public hearing before council on October 29th. Should be pretty lively, with a final vote expected November 4th. And it will be interesting to see if the legislation changes to try to move Quirk and Bevins to yes. But Nathan, here's the trick. Olszewski says any change to the legislation as is could run afoul of HUD and the county settlement of the discrimination complaint, especially if the proposal gets too watered down. For instance, earlier this year, the Baltimore City Council passed similar legislation, but it was amended to make some landlords rent just 20% of their units to people with housing vouchers. Olszewski expects any change like that would be rejected by HUD.
I would not be surprised and, in fact, would expect HUD to say this does not meet the terms of the agreement. You are still obligated, county executive, to put this legislation in again next year. Otherwise, you know, you're facing the lawsuit that we have sort of avoided by having this agreement in the first place.
And Olszewski is cautiously optimistic the legislation will pass this time. He says more people understand what it will and will not do. For instance, it will not increase the number of housing vouchers in Baltimore County.
And we will certainly be hearing more about what it will and will not do in the coming weeks. John Lee covers Baltimore County News for WYPR. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Nathan.